Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. And Stephen Paul Huska was arraigned today, where he reached a plea agreement in his forgery case. Huska pleaded guilty to uttering and publishing, a felony that carries a maximum sentence of up to 14 years in prison. As part of the plea, he is required to pay all restitution costs, fees, and fines related to the offense. The charges stem from an incident on March 7th when Huska wrote a check for $427.12 that was not legal tender and subsequently cashed it at a bank. Sentencing is scheduled for November 17th at 9 a.m. Huska's bond remains in effect pending sentencing. And Scott Glenn Wright, 58, was sentenced today after pleading guilty to operating a vehicle while under the influence, marking his third offense. The charge stems from an incident in which Wright was stopped while driving an ATV on a roadway while impaired. Wright received a sentence ranging from 24 months to 10 years in prison with no credit for time served due to being on probation from an earlier Bay City case. At sentencing, the court emphasized the seriousness of repeated offenses and the probation violation. The ATV case highlighted the risks of operating non-traditional vehicles under the influence. Wright's prior record influenced the strict sentencing, underscoring zero tolerance for repeat DUI offenders on probation. Authorities note this decision aims to reinforce accountability and public safety on roadways. And some new hires will be filling open positions in Tuscola County offices. The request of County Prosecutor Erica Walt to hire Rosemary Kubitz to fill the vacant assistant prosecutor position at step zero for $50,000 was approved. Approval was also given to fill the position as a full-time position in the prosecutor's office, contingent upon a favorable background check, drug screen, and physical. Tuscola County's Dispatch Center Director John Ramirez requested to hire Nicole McMullen and Remington Lowe to fill the vacant positions as full-time dispatchers pending satisfactory background check, as well as the drug screen and physical were approved. They will each start at step one at a pay rate of $19.14 per hour. Also, Sheriff Ryan Robinson's request to hire Ray Lynn Sonnenberg as a full-time corrections deputy was approved. The new hire will start at step one with a $21.95 per hour pay rate. And we come back after this Buckley Shoes sponsor message. We'll get to our national and international news.
Do you ever wonder if the athletic shoes you're wearing fit you properly? Here at Buckley Shoes, we will measure both your feet and fit you in a pair of comfortable New Balance shoes. New Balance shoes are made for walking, running, work, and everyday casual wear. We have a great selection of New Balance in all popular and hard-to-find sizes. If we don't have your size, we will order it and ship it to you, postage free. New Balance is the only athletic footwear company that still makes some of their styles right here in the USA. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news in New York, hundreds of Hollywood and Broadway stars are urging Americans to defend free speech following Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. The American Civil Liberties Union released an open letter Monday, signed by over 430 celebrities, calling it a dark moment for freedom of speech. ABC suspended Kimmel's show after his comments about conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The move sparked a debate over free speech. The letter emphasizes that voices should not be silenced by those in power. Signatures include Robert De Niro, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Aniston, and Meryl Streep, among others. In other developments, the co-host of New View condemned the suspension after being silent about it for two shows. And speaking of ABC, ABC will reinstate Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show after suspending it due to his comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The network announced today that the show would return on Tuesday. Kimmel faced backlash for his remarks, leading major affiliates like Nexstar and Sinclair to pull his show. President Trump, a frequent target of Kimmel's jokes, celebrated the suspension. Kimmel expressed concern about potential government crackdowns on comedians. His suspension comes amid a shifting late-night landscape and ongoing debates about media control and free speech. And in the United Nations, French President Emmanuel Macron says France is officially recognizing the state of Palestine. The move came during a UN conference chaired by France and Saudi Arabia aimed at generating new support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which long precedes the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip. The meeting and expanded recognition of Palestinian statehood are expected to have little, if any, actual impact on the ground, where Israel is waging another major offensive in the Gaza Strip and expanding settlements in the occupied West Bank. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime on thumbnet.net, along with your obituaries, weather, and information. And this news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.